Every morning, Lisa drives 10 miles to the Samuel Rogers Treatment Center and checks in at a special counter.
There you are.
Different hair color.
It's me.
She drinks a measured dose of methadone to help manage her chronic pain and drug addiction.
Tastes kind of like aspirin watered now.
We're calling her Lisa because she doesn't want to use her real name. She has 2 grown children and now takes care of her own mother. Lisa's problem began last year when a car accident shattered the bones in her left heel. A doctor prescribed Oxycontin and Percocet for the constant stabbing pain. After months on the drugs, she was getting signs that she'd become addicted to her medicine.
The drug would remind your body that, hey, you know, you've been giving me this all along, and now you're not giving it to me. I want it, and I'm going to act up unless you give it to me.
It quickly became clear to Lisa that cutting back on her medication was worse than the pain in her foot.
I would get sick to my stomach. I would have cramps, you know, in different parts of my body. I would vomit.
She didn't tell her doctor anything out of fear that he'd stop writing the prescription. But over time, she says she needed more drugs. A close friend gave her some morphine pills he had left over from a back operation. Without supervision, she says, she knew she was bound to go overboard. One afternoon, she did.
I wanted to hurry up and feel better, so I took more. And I went to sleep that afternoon, and I didn't wake up until 2:30 the next day. I'm glad to say I woke up.
The Missouri Health Department reports prescription painkillers, like the one Lisa's taken, are largely responsible for a 3-fold increase in accidental deaths from drug overdose over the past 5 years. Hospitals and clinics are also seeing more patients addicted to prescription drugs. Dr. Adam Algren, an ER doctor at Truman Medical Center, says one of the challenges for physicians is knowing how to gauge patients' pain.
You know, nobody has a pain meter on, and so the way that pain is typically assessed is on a point scale of 0 to 10. And, you know, you can imagine that everybody that comes into the emergency department has 10 out of 10 pain. You know, do inappropriate prescriptions get written? Probably. And is there potential for causing harm? Yes.
State and local law enforcement officials confirm they're seeing a rise in the availability and misuse of prescription drugs. Monitoring the movement of legal substances like prescription drugs is a task way beyond the resources available to them.
Hey, it's Dawn. I have an officer up there, don't I? Okay, I'll be up. Thanks, bye.
Dawn Parsons, with the drug unit in the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, says many of these cases never cross her desk.
Almost everyone in their home has an old prescription bottle of something they got when they had, you know, sinus surgery, or if you have a C-section with the baby and you just got it laying around, and then some other member of the household picks it up, and I have to prove that they knowingly, unlawfully possessed it. How do I do that?
You wanna go? Come on, Iggy Pop.
Each week, Lisa comes to the park with her dog, Iggy Pop. Sometimes she brings her prayer book or stops by the library, all things she says that help her in her struggle with chronic pain and addiction.
You have to make the commitment, you know, it's like a marriage. Well, I'm committed to this, to make this work, to make this happen.
Lisa's situation is one part of the complex problem of prescription drug access, abuse, and addiction. With the CDC reporting the number of fatalities from prescription drugs growing exponentially, authorities nationally and in Missouri are increasingly concerned that the problem is only getting worse. For Next Generation Radio, I'm Alana Gordon.